All right, so you wanted to know all about my adventures with nakedness. Well, this is a particularly fun topic for a ramble for me because I actually have a bit of experience with this topic. Unbeknownst to most of the thread, I am a bit of a nudist. I've run around most of my house naked. There are a few places where, for one reason or another, we can't have curtains up and such so that nobody can see me because, as much of an exhibitionist as I can be, I really don't want the cops called on me, but that's neither here nor there. But generally, I basically only get dressed for company and because I have to go out, and not for pretty much any other reason. So, nakedness. Well, as a submissive, there's a sort of exciting component, for the idea of being potentially constantly available to my dom. I love the idea of every inch of me being on display. I'm a bit self-conscious about my body, I mean, what girl isn't? But the idea of potentially being hips on heels and having every bit of me both accessible and visible for his pleasure is a huge component of nakedness. I enjoy lingerie. Lingerie does show off parts of the body, and I particularly like the netty and cut out and all of those different fun styles. But honestly, there's something to be said about sitting hips on heels next to the door, waiting for my sir to come home, and knowing that when he opens that door, there's this tiny chance that a bystander might be just behind him, wondering why there is a naked girl sitting there with her arms on her thighs, staring so eagerly up at the man walking through the door. So, needless to say, it is intimately tied with submission for me. On top of it, though, there's this feeling of exposure and freedom to the very bare elements. I know exactly what temperature my skin is and keep the house at a comfortable temperature for that reason. I also have to constantly be confronted with those small things that I don't like about myself and how I eventually either accept them and learn how to avoid them. So, again, there's multiple sort of layers to this, but one of the amazing things about nakedness is just how complex it is, but also how freeing it is. I don't have to make any decisions when I wake up. I can wander naked to the bathroom and know that none of the guys are going to be bothered by that. I can, I don't cook naked. That's one of the other few things. But again, the kitchen is one of those rooms that doesn't have a curtain. But it's like slipping into warm bath water. Is that as comfortable if you're in a swimsuit? I mean, I suppose if you're in a public jacuzzi, but if you're at home and you've got your own, why wouldn't you want it to have a canopy so you can feel the sensation of the water slipping over your skin, or that slight brush of wind, or in the case of submission, that spontaneous set of fingers running down your body? Clothes sort of dampen the way that you experience the world. I am so much more aware of my senses when I'm naked. Like, especially the sense of touch, which, let's face it, none of us get stimulated near enough with touch. I mean, especially guys, right? There's all that homophobia and everything, touching, hugging, any sort of physical affection. They only get it from us, and I think that's a shame because girls hug each other. There's little touches on the shoulder, all those bits of affection. Imagine how much more sensitive and beautiful they would be on bare skin. And I can assure you, they definitely are. But I don't think that that absolute exposure, at least if you live in a situation where everybody is consensually involved, that is, should just be reserved for the bedroom. I mean, what's the use of dirtying up clothing when you don't need to, as long as you keep yourself clean? And honestly, being naked all the time gives me motivation to use all of my wonderful scented lotions, which, oof, add an entire new layer of softness to my skin for both the guys and for eventually my sir. It also gives you a goddamn good reason to keep yourself clean. If anybody's ever had issues with hygiene, you begin to smell yourself pretty bloody fast when you don't have clothes to cover it up. And I know that that's a bit less sexy, but it also helps you get to know your own natural musk a bit. We all have a scent, not, and I'm not talking about your pits, I'm talking about, of course, your nether regions. And you get really comfortable with yours and the way it changes when you're aroused, I suppose, when you're not healthy. There's so many benefits to just the practice of being naked and the way that it gets you so intimately in touch with your body. Like, I know that this ramble has gone on for almost 6 minutes now, but it's something that's really difficult to describe in words. There's this vulnerability, but there's also this, I keep finding freedom, but freedom isn't the correct word either. There's an honesty in it, I think. And I think that that's where vulnerability and freedom meet, perhaps, is honesty. It's that moment where you know that you have the option to cover yourself up and that there's this commandment on the outside to do so, but you're willingly choosing to defy that and to expose yourself to the elements and to experience life fully and completely in that moment. And anything else you do, anything you touch, any surface you sit or lay on, any person you interact with in that time, of course, probably partner or partners, there's that layer added on top of it. And when you start stacking senses like having gorgeous music on in the background, sometimes you'll notice you can feel the vibrations of the sound, or the way that carpet feels different underneath your knees versus hardwood floor or tile. There's so many different ways in which just having your skin fully exposed changes the way you see the world. Or at least it does for me. I hope that wasn't too repetitive, but it's getting late and I've got gluten poisoning, so I'm a bit, rambly and tired. But you asked for a ramble, so I hope that gives you some wonderful fodder for your script writing endeavors, and for all of you jacking off in the corner, lurking on my chair bit. Yeah, you now know a new fun fact about Gemini. I run around my house naked, and most of the time when I'm doing these recordings, I'm laying on my stomach, naked on my bed. Have a good night, 4chan.